Hello.
And welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, Red Hood here. We're proud
Hello.
To announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Bodies Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realbodies.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF AMC Press & Co., which gets you a discount at any general screening at the JCC. On Wednesday, February 23rd, we were going to be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.
Yeah. And
22nd and the 23rd, Red Hood. That was last week.
Yeah. It's an old announcement. It was from last week. Sorry, I didn't update it.
It's called a voiceover.
It's called an ad,
if you will.
So, text message about weight.
Exactly. Indeed, we are hosting the Real Bodies Film Festival. Indeed, we have promised an authorization of Real Bodies Film Fest to review some of the short films.
Yes. And features as well. Can't forget those features.
And all that good stuff. It's true. If it's true, they say it's true. What is true? Yes, it's true. It's true that we are, as an AMC Press & Co., as in James Veronica and Allison Chichi, are going to be
not Red Hood.
Well, not... What? I'm not going to be...
Red Hood, you're not going.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to grab
this. Not good. I'm going to have to talk to my PR person and get myself in. Anyway, Veronica and Chichi are going to be there. Anyway, and if Veronica's correct in the fact that, NY.realabilities.org/films and events for tickets and scheduling and enter the stupid code. Oh, wait, that's our stupid code. Right. RFF AMC Press Co. Yes, it's true that you can get a free discount at any of the general screenings from the 10th to the 16th of March. It's a wonderful event, at least for them. I don't know how much it's going to be for me sitting in horror watching there.
Are there going to be any teas and crumpets over there?
I wish. And they're called biscuits, mate. Anyway.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, right. Black good. Allison... What is this film thing about?
Yes, it's a film festival that is the largest in the country, and I believe we have films to actually review, at least me and Jamie do.
Excuse me, Red Hood. I have to come through. Hello. We have stuff to review. No, you don't. Yes, we do. No, you don't. Yes, we stop
it. Apparently, Red Hood has schizophrenia now.
we lost them.
Right. So anyway, while I keep him at bay for about 15 minutes.
God help us all.
Go on.
All right.
Why don't we review, at least me and Jamie, to review Do You Dream in Color?
Do You Dream in Color is basically about several students. It's a documentary, and it's a great documentary about them achieving all their goals. And one wants to travel abroad, the other wants to be a young skateboarding team, and the other one wants to be a drummer.
Right.
Drummer?
And now you're one other student, yes, you are. The one that had really, real struggles in the schooling, with her schooling,
oh, right.
too.
Right. That's the same
Not
person.
Not surprising.
It's the same person. Anyway, when I saw this film, I cried a little bit because I've myself had the same struggles, which is a great thing to see in a documentary film, and really pushing the boundaries in terms of that. I urge, whomever comes and buys tickets through our website, go see the film. It'll change your perspective.
It'll give you a nice little wake-up call.
It hits home with the struggles as much as I don't have the same struggles they had, but I could relate in the fact that there were struggles that they faced during school, during their time in school, and not being able to get the proper attention that they needed for.
Right.
Which is horrible in no matter what sense it is. It's terrible. You expect to go to school, get the necessary help. You don't expect to have have issues which are torturous.
Right, and I think the crazy part is that not a lot of people do enough. I mean, there's nothing.
Here's the problem too, is that what the real problem is too is funding. Do you have any idea how expensive that is to fund learning disabled people? When you think about
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not cheap. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not cheap. Neither are some of our birth bills.
Neither is
the
military either, but we don't complain about the military.
No. I mean, I'm not complaining about the military. They do enough.
Thank God.
Yeah, they do enough. But I think that when you have anything that deals with this kind of stuff and everybody just goes, oh, okay, we get it.
Breaking news.
What?
Apparently a 59-year-old man was mummified. A mummified mariner's haunting... mummified mariner was found in the Philippines, and it was a German mariner. So,
interesting.
Yeah, that's wow.
Yeah. So back to the film. So True Smile, what is that about?
It's about a person who has autism and is blind, and they're trapped to Morocco, I believe.
Oh, great.
Right, right.
Which was really, it gave, and the person, it was him and his brother. I found it to be an amazing film. It really struck a chord to going, okay, you want to pursue X, but how are you going to get to X with whatever challenges are in your way? Or whatever struggles come into play when you're going about pursuing that certain thing.
Which right.
And really struck a chord because I have Asperger's, autism, and it really was it was a brilliant film, and it was a documentary.
Yeah, and it was a brilliant, very powerful thing to experience. Is everything okay?
No, I was laughing at something I was typing, and like pretty much Johnny did exactly what I was thinking.
So yeah, I mean the thing about it is that it's great. Another film that I loved myself is The Last Bookstore, or Welcome to the Last Bookstore,
which is a brilliant.
And if you go to LA, the bookstores in LA, it is a colossal
bookstore.
It's a colossal bookstore, and it's a short. It's a great short about somebody who was an amputee. Not an amputee. Cool.
Johnny, are you okay, buddy?
I'm okay.
You're yawning up a storm, pal.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So anyway, the 15-second short is about a quadriplegic, or not quadriplegic, right?
Quadriplegic.
That's all, folks.
No, I want to get this right. Allison, is it a quadriplegic?
I believe.
Yeah,
yeah.
Quadriplegic.
Yeah.
Yep, sorry.
Yeah, quadriplegic.
I just had a hard time pronouncing
yeah,
it too, sorry.
That pretty much, owns this bookstore and just loves books and decided to open this bookstore, and it was just a great, great thing. Then we have, just finished the last two up. Then we have A Blind Hero, which dealt with the Holocaust
this film is very, it's a film.
Prepare to grab your tissues. You know.
That you definitely need your Kleenex. Hmm. Don't forget, if you go and see this film, bring Kleenexes.
Ugh.
It's,
this is why I don't watch stuff like that.
It's a brilliant film,
mm-hmm.
but it
it's
can
good,
be very
it is
hard
good,
to
I'd
watch
not
and
be
swallow.
A little lazy to cry.
If you're
right.
If you are not expecting what how it will turn out, since this is something
yeah.
someone who's done who has made a difference and not only risked their lives for others.
Right.
And
yeah,
this is a true story. So be
yeah.
just have a clear mindset and really make sure you're aware of being okay. This is a real thing that's going on.
Sure.
Yep.
This
but anyway,
went on.
Anyway, we have to move on.
There's one more. And then we'll move on.
Which
Sand.
Is...
You can take it.
Which
you
is
can take
called...
That.
Tales of the Golden Fam, which really... I looked at it as... It's a short that deals with expression, that deals with... You say it has to be the plain... person that everyone wants you to be, but be able to flourish and be able to find who you are and not be afraid of what's out there. Be optimistic.
Right.
Don't allow a challenge to get in your way.
Exactly.
And it's
So, if you're in town and you want to see all these things that we mentioned, go get tickets. They'll appreciate you for it. And we're trying to do this next year because we love this.
Yeah.
There should be more of this. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
Without further ado, go to this website, go to Real Abilities, type in our code, go to our Facebook page, get it there, grab it, go, run, have yourself a fun time.
Scurry,
we'll
scurry.
Be down.
Skip, run,
yeah.
Walk, whatever you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, don't walk. Run.
Run.
We'll
do not walk
there.
And you're a taker.
Exactly. we'll be down there and come and say hi to us. We'll Red won't be there. I will be there.
Black Hood won't be there, but
yeah, Classman won't be there, but I will be there.
Anyway.
Now on to
the Civil War.
Now on to the rest of the show.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
With the show, this is it.
Yes.
Yes. Looney Tunes reference. I apologize for those that are young.
Yes.
And whoever don't know who the Looney Tunes are, they are easily the funniest cartoons I've ever watched.
Oh, God, yes.
So, anyway. Animaniacs. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Mississippi Governor, who, by the way, is a Republican, but also a lot of Democrats, are proclaiming April as Confederate Heritage Month, which, as you know, I kind of agree. It's good to remember our past so it never happens again. You know?
It's like karma could come around and...
Exactly. Because, like...
Bite you.
It's going to come around and bite you in the ass. But here's the thing, though, too, is that like a lot of people are against it because supposedly it's about slavery and all that. Which, by the way, if you really look back in history, if you ever paid attention in a history class, the only reasons why the teachers told you that it was about slavery is because there was too much going on in the Civil War to even understand what was going on. You know?
Right.
Well, yeah, everybody's fucking confused to that. Anyway,
but like, here's the thing though too. It's like the Confederate flag. Yes, it does symbolize bad thing. It symbolizes a bad path. But you're getting one important thing. The Civil War was fought primarily for states' rights to govern themselves.
Right. Exactly. Save government. Forget everything else.
And by the way, here's the irony of that too. All of the Southerners, by the way, here's a twist. Everybody down there was actually a Democrat.
Wow.
The Democrats were the ones who supported slavery. So think about the irony
what?
There. Yeah. Back then.
What?
Yes, back then, the Democratic Party did support slavery. But now the roles are reversed, you know? Believe it or not, if you've ever seen the movie Lincoln, they talk about how the Democrats are, oh, we need slavery to do the whole economy thing. And it's like, uh-huh. And you're not Republicans, why?
Right.
You know? But here's what I'm saying, though, is that back then, Democrats today have a far different view on things as their Democratic brethren 150 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And believe it or not, here's a bit of a twist as well. Many of the Southern generals did not own slaves.
Come on.
Only against
slavery.
So think about that. Where you say that, oh, the Confederates are all about
that you
slavery.
Don't expect.
Yeah.
That's something that you just don't expect
this
either.
Stuff that the teachers in history class do not tell you. You know?
Right.
if you really want a full understanding to that, you have to get up off your butt from watching TV and read a book.
And research. Do research. Because you can always learn.
That Americans don't like to read.
Well.
Or go and find things online. Look at
we don't like to
things.
Read.
Huh?
We don't like to read at all.
No.
We like listening.
Not. No, we don't like to listen to reason. We like to blow things up.
Yeah.
We also like to send people to concentration camps just because of their religion. It's depressing.
No.
Trump.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Trump. We'll get to him.
We'll get to him.
It's also like a big deal about the whole, gun control. People are getting shot up because of guns. It's like, dude, more people are killed by knives than guns.
Oh, true. True.
You're right.
This
just in, a 14-year-old boy stabbed his friend with a knife. And he's being tried as an adult, which, by the way, makes perfect sense. Like, dude, you just killed your friend with a knife. Of course they're going to try you as an adult.
It's kind of a thing that you.
Well,
if you did it.
Look, if you stab your friend, you're automatically considered a criminal and you're going to go to jail. Have fun.
It's also called a felony.
Exactly.
Which is called.
Also called first degree murder.
Right.
You're going to jail. Have a nice day.
Unless, of course, the boy that you stabbed was attacking you, then by all means, stab him. But
that'd be self defense.
Don't kill him. You know?
Yeah.
But don't expect people to go, you're a skirt. You're not going to wind
also,
up.
Hats off to the kid. Hats off to this kid who shot a home invader. Hats off to him.
That kid, I give him a lot of credit.
Now, we don't have that specifically because of, censorship issues, but...
But the
thing is, though, is like we also don't want like liberals flipping a shit. But
Right.
No offense.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
No, there ain't no mountain high for that.
I like that, Red Hood.
At all.
No.
You know.
Not at all.
Ain't no mountain low.
Sorry.
Right. River wide enough, baby.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen.
Sorry.
It really fucking doesn't happen.
It really doesn't. But the problem with that is, though, too, is that like people are like, Oh my God! A kid shot somebody with a gun. Of course he did, because the guy was invading his home.
But what else are you supposed to do? Bake cookies? What is going to do?
No! Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Fuck no!
No! Let me just take it back to Allison's comment of baking cookies.
What are you supposed to do?
Crawl
the red carpet?
Here's what you could do if you had cyanide laying around, put cyanide in the cookies.
Good point.
Let's steal my stuff.
At least cyanide would actually taste better.
Good point.
God,
my mind
is twisted. I apologize.
What about if you just,
booby trap the entire house, like in Home Alone. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's
really funny.
Like Home Alone contraption, like.
Yeah, exactly. Booby trap everything.
The micro machines on the floor, like.
Oh, that'd be funny.
With a roller skate, and they just go.
It's like
that. Two Republican candidates out front.
Big hammer coming down. Like,
big, huge hammer.
Oh, but here's the thing, though. Oh, but hold on, hold on. Wait. Hold on. We're forgetting that the person that this kid shot was actually not a Republican. It was just a thug that wanted to rob the kid's house.
Exactly.
And the thug also had a gun. Now, do you expect the kid to let the thug shoot him? No. This kid understood that he was in danger. He needed to protect himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's the serious issue there. It's like, if liberals are wondering why people own guns, it's for defense.
Not for any.
I'd rather have one and not need it than to need one and not have it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a preventive tool from anybody who wants to mess with you. And taking away the Second Amendment is a big no-no in my books. That's why we had it, to defend ourselves.
I agree.
The Second Amendment is what protects your freedom of speech. I hate to say it, but it's true. If you want freedom of speech, you need the Second Amendment.
Along with God.
No.
What was that, Red Hood?
Oh, yeah.
So you
agree?
No.
I agree. You need, you need everything.
You need all of the above.
You need all of the above.
Like, let's see. How many amendments do we need? Oh, yeah, all of them. And changing the Second Amendment to me makes no sense. Why would you want to take that? That's like saying, oh, let's get rid of the Declaration of Independence. No.
Don't do that.
You do that?
Right. Don't fucking do that. Why?
Exactly.
You might as well just hand your butt to China.
Okay, that was bad. That was bad. You could have just said, you know what, hand yourself over to, Iran?
Iran, but then Iran would be running. Nobody got that joke.
I got it.
Iran would be running in the opposite way, going, no, we're not going to accept you. Even the herds and herds of immigration and, you know, that's coming over and going, no, we can't take you. We pretty much voted on this at the UN the other week.
We couldn't take
you at all. You know, just
horrible.
Fuck off. I mean, really. It's just, come on.
Wait, do you
really?
If you mean by the UN, do you mean the United Abominations?
A United Abomination? No, United Nether Regions.
United Nitwits.
United, I don't care what the fuck you do because you're not in my country. United, you know, a lot of people will be going, what the fuck does that mean?
It means all the countries talk peacefully. Which, by the way, how many wars have the UN been in? Oh, I don't know. Since World War II, about 20. You know?
Exactly.
So, let's see. Oh, yeah, the UN is there to prevent wars. Oh, by the way, how many wars were there?
Many.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. Many.
It used to be called League of Nations, and I'm like, oh, really? So now it's called the United Nations, and yet there's no peace.
Exactly.
But does the system really work?
Exactly. I mean,
we're gonna let you decide that, audience.
Yeah.
Comment and post on our Facebook page.
Please do. I mean,
about
comment and post on our flipping Facebook page, whatever you want, and we'll respond to it. I mean, really, respond to it.
Allie, I may need that link to the Facebook page. I don't know if I have it or not. So
I will certainly give it to you.
We will get it to you. Anyway,
you.
I mean, I think that in also, you know, so now now we have, in terms of federal disability hiring, this is something that really kind of bugs me. Why?
Is the UN involved?
No, the UN is not involved.
Could you imagine?
But the It would be probably the most efficient
war
system.
It'd be like declaring war just simply because, of course, that learning disabled people don't have rights. How ironic would that be?
Oh no!
It wouldn't
be ironic at all. It would just
stupid.
Be right.
Well, it'd be stupid, but right at the same time.
It would be stupid and right. You know, where the declaring war against you.
It'd be right. The stupidity.
Oh God. All the nations are in the huge effing room, you know.
United Nations of Disability.
Yeah, United Nations of Disability. You know, come on, really, you know. But yes, there is a new proposal that the federal government, will be required to take sweeping steps to utilize affirmative action to increase the number of workers of disabilities in its rank.
People are screwed.
Yeah, but. My complaint, I don't know, Allison, you share this complaint. I don't know, Blackwood or Johnny, if you share this complaint. My complaint is, why didn't you do this years ago?
Exactly.
Here's a better idea. From the get-go, how about just, don't even have a quota.
Allison?
What?
You know what the real issue is, though? Is like people are so concerned about terrorism and guns, and yet they forget about people with learning disabilities.
Oh then they think a quota is going to help people.
It ain't going to help.
I want to just finish up my thought. I feel if they're going to create a quota, how about just hire people? Like I said in our pre-show meeting.
Hire Jews to actually get it done. I mean,
or hire people with disabilities. These people with disabilities are very hardworking.
I bet we work harder than some people.
Oh God!
We work harder. I mean, I can say for Barnica that he works harder than a motherfucker with a hat. You know, at least. You know, for Allison, too.
Let's point out this. Say they create this quota. Do you think disability discrimination will go down? I don't think so. Because
no,
because that will mean that if X amount of people with disabilities are applying for jobs, and if companies don't want to hire them, as much as they're not supposed to ask about disabilities, you're not exactly helping people either. You're not creating any more. There's no benefit to it.
Exactly.
Other than...
We just want to be treated like humans, not like three-headed monsters or something.
No, three-headed dogs.
Setting up a quota system will mean that more companies will say, oh, let's hire just a quota. Because then any other person with disability...
Oh, here we go with the rant.
You go screw off, you go fuck off. No. Your resume is good, but no, you're not good enough for us.
No, you're too retarded, apparently. Oh. You know what it is, too? Like literally, like, people are just like, oh, no, I'm sorry, but you're learning disabled, so you can't work. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I can talk to you plain as day.
And, yeah, but your resume is shit. And, by the way,
this is not
we're
shit.
Not hiring.
This is art.
Exactly. You know, your resume is shit, really.
Yeah.
If our resume is shit, then... what in the world do you neurotypicals really think of us? Do you really
what really makes those people the creme de la creme? Oh, wait, they have more experience. And those appeal.
Do they have more pensions? Do they have more, you know, Jesus
probably
fucking Christ?
Probably, but it's almost we'll hire those who have the resumes that show there's no gaps in work history or whatever else. Then you're just going and saying to people, oh, wait, you're not able to do X because of whatever else. Let's get this straight. If someone is going to say, want to hire someone or even consider someone, you best damn have the right intention.
Oh, this is the article we're on. Duh. Hello.
Of giving them a shot, because there could be people that would just want to even go in for an interview at cellular companies at different venues, but when you go and shut the door on their faces,
it just shows how
and
much
send them in for an interview for one
think
interview and go, oh, we'll get back to you.
Think we'll call you back. Then nothing. Like, seriously?
Guess who looks really shitty? It's not the person
you
with
do.
Disability.
You do. You people who claim that you are normal. Fact is, of course, people with learning disabilities are actually more sane than you are.
Oh, I got the drive.
Oh.
I might be a little slower, but
speaking
I got
of
the
insane,
drive.
Speaking of insanity, let's go over to the dog whistle. On Donald Trump and his white supremacist buddies.
Let's see
what we could say about that.
Red Hood, Black Hood, why don't you take the lead on this?
I think bloody fucking article we're in? The supremacist dog whistle. Yes, Mr. Trump, I have something to say to you. Why the
fuck you.
Are you playing Pied Piper with white supremacists? What gives you,
that Donald Trump was endorsed by a former KKK Grand Wizard. It's like if you're really wanting to support, it's almost like going, so you're going to be the racist running for the White House? And with very bad race relations currently, which have been going on, who the hell is in your campaign, number one, to say, who's the one to say to, he didn't even defend it?
Here's the funny thing, too, is like, Allison, like, this is all great and all. I'm just waiting for, like, for the satanic church to get involved with Donald Trump, and then we're all doomed.
Well,
oh God, that would be hell.
Yeah, could you imagine what the satanic church might actually, do?
Yep.
I mean, behold, really, with everything, everything
up.
In their power.
It really is.
It's very
fucked up. I'll be right back.
I don't know about you, but
it's very fucked up.
Have you ever thought that it's okay to just, and not even say, oh wait, you might be causing yourself to look really shitty in the public eye?
Not just he fucking can. Probably not.
And not even saying, not even refuting that
Red Hood, I really do hate to bring up this reference though. It's like when the British literally told the Pilgrims to leave the island of Britain because of their religious views. It's like, I got an idea. Why don't you religious weirdos take a leakety rickety little boat and get the fuck off the island?
Right.
Basically, what Trump is doing is saying the same thing to the Muslims because of the fact that this is a Christian and Jewish owned nation. And I'm like, do you know how many people that are pagan live here?
And they've been here long before any other.
It's like saying, oh, white supremacists. Oh my God, dude, you're not white. Get out of my country. That's literally what you're saying.
That or all you knew.
Huh?
All you knew to this left. I mean,
no, it's completely retarded because it's just like we did the same thing to the Native Americans. Oh, you guys don't belong here because of the fact that you're that
so
you're red
people. So
and it's just
so
like,
wait,
are you
wait.
Kidding me?
So
they were here
when
first.
It came to the. And Native Americans also lost their land.
Exactly. We're fucking hypocrites. That's what it is. It's showing how hypocritical we white people are.
And he also gives white people really bad, makes life, people that are white look really bad.
It really does. And, like, I literally nowadays, like, with what's going on, now I have to watch my back because of what Donald Trump's doing. You know?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I think Trump should just go back to your little business, drop out of the race, and let's call it a day.
And just shut the hell up. You know? Sit down and shut up.
And
but
how about you don't run for office and keep your $1 billion
You
gotta
realize this, though, is that Donald Trump is rich. His trust fund was $1 million, and he says that that's a little trust fund. No, that ain't.
Now it isn't.
Well, nowadays.
Wait.
It is,
so did he want like $2 million or $3 million?
Do you want $1 billion trust fund? Stupid. You know, it's just completely retarded. That's all it is.
I think he needs a wake up call, and
I'll gladly give him a wake up call. I'll be like, hey,
and
by the way, Trump, hey, hello, hello, Mr. Trump. Look at those Muslims over there. Do they have AKs? No, of course not. That means that they are not terrorists. Are they saying
how
down
about
the
we?
Those? No, they are not.
And how about we?
Why?
And how about
they were born
we?
Here.
And how about this? I hope everyone who is voting for any in the primaries in each state, please, please, really think about the candidates and do your research before you go walk into that booth.
The reason why I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm a Republican, but I'm voting for Sanders.
So am I.
I'm voting for Sanders. I'm not ashamed to say it, simply because of the fact that I think it's cool that he's Jewish and he's a democratic socialist.
I'm for me, Sanders is the one I'm leaning towards. I'm looking at all candidates, but I'm also going, there's a lot more to each candidate. You do your research. And and this is a neutral show, so rather be very neutral on this topic.
Here's
you know,
thing, no, no, no. But here's hold on. Here's what I'm saying. Nothing will. Here's the idea though. If you want to take out terrorism, get somebody as bait. Think about it like this though. Red Hood, you're probably gonna agree with me on this. Think about what's going on between the Muslims and the Israelis. They hate the Jewish faith. So
true.
Basically, what I'm saying here is this. If you have a democratic socialist Jew, he will troll the hell out of every single Muslim terrorist and will lure them out into the open so we could take them out. That's what I'm saying.
So they can feel the burn.
In one way or another, pretty much.
That's what I'm saying. It's Sun Tzu's Art of War. Basically what it is, do not make a move until your enemy does. Lure right. them into a trap and slaughter them.
And a lot of...
Does that make any sense, mm-hmm. people?
Oh, I
that makes
I'm
sense.
Tough.
Now, yes, I know it seems like a long shot, but I get the feeling it'll work. I like the idea, though, because like most of the presidents you see are Christian. You know, you never,
yeah.
you don't see Jewish politicians. I think it'd be cool to have a Jewish president. That's all I'm saying. You know?
It will be a first.
It really would.
My knowledge.
Come on, a longer vacation.
Could you imagine the president making
latkes while in office? That'd be fucking awesome.
Every Sunday, all the White House representatives get together for lox and cheese.
That'd be freaking
and cream
awesome.
Cheese. It would be a pretty awesome thing, but yet the only thing that they don't get for is gazelle fish. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, what the hell?
Yes, they do, of course.
Did you just message me?
No.
All right, well, it's my mind then.
I mean, it is kind of a thing, you know. I guess it's a great thing. I guess in terms of you know, stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great thing if he becomes president. Please, you know what I mean. Do us that favor, you know. Please make it a reality. Lofts and bagels every Sunday.
Clams and bagels.
You know, by decree of the President of the United States.
Hold latkes.
Get
the hold latkes for me.
since we shouldn't be so politically charged. We're kind of politically charged, but not 100% political. I say being neutral.
Here's also the thing too that I'm also gonna get flack for is my political incorrectness, and I'm like, really, what is correct anymore? Nothing.
I think that everyone needs to research every day before you step into the to vote,
exactly.
Because you don't know.
I'm so tired of hearing about in the name
really
of God. You know,
exactly.
I'm just tired of it. In the name of all of
really
God,
research.
David, who cares? It's the same guy.
Yeah. Same guy. Anyway, guys, do your research. Seriously. Do your research before doing anything like this.
Yes.
That's all we ask
and
from this program.
No.
Am I the only Democrat in here? Wow.
No,
yeah, on that.
No, Redhead's also a Democrat. kind
watch
of, yeah. I meant that in a good way, actually.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to go.
On that bombshell.
We have to go.
Right.
So, yeah, we will see you Wednesday. Black Hood, have a good day off. And
right.
We will be back next Monday. And,
no,
yeah.
No, we're in the show Monday.
Oh, we don't
oh
have
next
a
Monday
show.
We don't have a show?
Right. You're right. We don't have a show
oh,
at all.
I'm going to
get out. I'll see you guys later.
Wait a minute. We do have a show on Monday.
Yes, we
do have a show on Monday.
You don't even know what is going on.
We have a show that's after
but on
this
the
week.
Line,
we don't have a
you
show.
Get some good, we get some good, you get some favorite episodes coming your way.
Mm.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, we will see you then.
Kyle, like
bye-bye. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey everyone, Red Hood here. We're proud to announce that AMC Press & Co. is host to the Real Buildings Film Festival in New York City from the 10th of March to the 16th of March. How can you get in on the fun? Well, if you live in the surrounding areas and are in town that weekend, you can go to newyork.realgoodies.org, films and events for tickets and schedule as well. Also, if you enter our code RFF, AMC Pressing Co., which gets you a discount at any general screening at the GCC, on Wednesday, February 23rd, we were going to be reviewing some of the short films of the festival. Tune in.